Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Another 0-4 Ohtani last night, 0-4 BTs. I'm sure he needed the IVs from, you know, two nights ago playing. The biggest misnomer with Ohtani is that everybody keeps saying he played 18 innings. Mm-hmm. I just want to fact check everybody. He did not play 18 innings. He DH'd 18 innings. He was intentionally walked, you know, three times, walked four times. Like, I'm not trying to. No, it was a great night. It was a historic night. He got on base nine times. Let's not make
nine
it like
times, dude.
Yeah, on base nine times.
Yeah.
He didn't play 18 innings of a game. You have to at least admit that.
Yeah, dude. No, I'm not going to give you that. Are you nuts?
From the eighth inning on, he only walked to first base. That's all he did.
All right, fantastic. Anybody else do that in the history of the game? No, the answer is no.
No, I'm not saying.
I know you're not. I know you're not saying it's not historic.
Right, I'm not minimizing his accomplishment. I'm just saying that he didn't play 18 innings. Like, it wasn't like he was standing on his feet. He was sitting on his rear end 95% of the game.
You're going to keep going back to this well, aren't you? You know I don't feel well today. Don't pull me back into this Ohtani stuff, please.
No, it's not even that. I don't want to argue. I'm just giving the facts. If I want to argue, we'd bring up maybe the Vogelbach Babe Ruth thing. And then Ohtani did go 0-4. So.
Or the Mike Clown stuff we can get
Mike
into.
Clown. And by the way, a lot of people were talking about that. Like, I saw some of the comments or even people were texting me about it. Like, oh, after four games? No, it's not after four games. I didn't like the hiring to begin with. We were on the record saying that. I hated it. When his name came up in the process, hiring process, I said no. Mm-hmm. I want no part of it. Vehemently against Mike Brown. I was open to some of the younger guys, the unknown guys, whatever. I wanted no part of Mike Brown. So it's not just reacting to four games. It was more, I didn't want him to begin with, and I don't think he's a clown.
We did a lot of Knicks stuff yesterday. Yeah. If you guys missed it, Free Odyssey app or YouTube, WFN YouTube. And it was about, listen, I think that they're eventually going to look a lot more structured than they've looked certainly the last two games. And I obviously like Mike Brown much more than my partner does. I think that's pretty obvious to detect. And he's not perfect. He was not my first choice. He was not my second choice. I think that the Knicks, and we, one thing that we could all agree on here, guys, we knew, because everybody said this, whether you love Towns or love Brown or don't or whatever, we all knew it is championship or at least finals appearance or bust. And when that is the bar, you can't tell me four games in is too early. We're going to react to the Knicks differently with a different energy, I think, that more than we have maybe since the 90s. If you really think about it, like, they are supposed to be dominant.
Which I think is a great thing.
Yeah.
It's great to have those expectations.
Sure.
The tough part is living up to those expectations. Now, I don't remember because I wasn't doing the same thing. And then, you know, I was a fan, a 15-year-old fan, so perspective is different 30 years later, especially when you're on the air. It's a different way you handle different things. But I don't recall ever as a fan feeling disappointed throughout the course of a regular season. Frustrating losses, of course. Like, sometimes I remember losing to the Bucks, and I'm like, good God, and that was the Bucks when they were, you know, they weren't any good. Vin Baker, Bucks, whatever it may
be. Michael Redd, that team, or was that?
No, I think it was even before
Cassell?
That.
I got you.
I remember Vin Baker one night coming in the Garden and lighting them up, and I was like, what the hell?
Vinny Baker from Connecticut, Hartford,
John Andres, you know, on the call with Marv. Anyway, point is, I used to wear the losses. They hurt, but I don't ever remember feeling, disappointed with the way the Knicks performed, assuming health, throughout the course of a regular season. Whereas this year, even last year, I think a little bit, there was disappointment last year, certainly after the year before.
Oh, my God,
You were disappointed more. So I was like, okay, it's a learning curve. Mm. And now we're kind of in another learning curve, but the expectations are even higher.
Yeah, and the one thing, and again, I'm trying to remember my mindset back then as well, like going into these Knicks seasons, you know, 91, 92, 90, obviously building in 91, and then obviously hitting the crescendo of the finals in 94 and losing. But the one thing about that team, and also with Tom Thibodeau for the most part, to be fair, and Mike Brown's going to have to avoid this, and he hasn't done it quite yet. Pat Riley's teams, I'm not going to say never because that's not accurately reflecting history. I'm sure they had a few, but Pat Riley's teams almost never lost to teams they were supposed to beat.
Bingo. And that's why I loved Riley and I love Van Gundy. Those teams either maxed out, they overachieved most times.
I think sometimes they did overachieve.
Or so it's either overachieving or just maxing out. Like, you tip your cap to the Rockets, but we came close, but ultimately, Olajuwon was better, just didn't have enough, whatever it may be.
Or Jordan.
Michael, exactly. That's not the case. It wasn't the case with Tibbs. And I thought it was 2 years ago they maxed out. The year that they
got
ravaged.
The Heat you're talking about? Or when OG ripped up his hamstring and against Pacers?
That one. Yeah, the Pacers one. Yeah. They maxed out mainly because of being ravaged by injury.
Everybody was banged up.
Last year was the first year to me that I can make an argument, even with Pacers are great. Sure, Knicks they should.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Beating the Pacers. Like, I still believe that in my heart that they were the better team than the Pacers. And we'll see what happens this year.
Well, and the other thing, just to wrap this up, the other thing, too, is, you know, behind closed doors, I mean, nobody blatantly said, hey, it was Kat who basically said, you know, I want Tom Thibodeau gone. I think we could all deduce that it was Karl Anthony Towns and, to maybe a lesser extent, Mikal Bridges.
Yep.
So if that's the case and you got your way, you better look a lot better and a lot more locked in and a lot more motivated than Kat has so far.
And I do think Bridges looks better.
He
so
does.
Far
and I actually thought he would benefit the most. I said that to you.
Yeah.
I thought Brown, I think he's going to lead the team in minutes. I think Knicks fans will be happy with Bridges. It's Kat. That's who I think worries most of us.
Let's get back to some phone calls here, BT. John is in Wantagh. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. What's up, man?
Johnny Boy. Jerky boys. What's up, John?
Hey, listen. Why does, as a guy who's 54, why did a Yankee fan still get me upset over things? So you brought up BT. Oh, it's going to be nice for Mattingly to get a ring with the Blue Jays. Listen. Let's calm down with Tom Mattingly already. This is about the Blue Jays. This isn't about the Yankees.
No, for me, it's about Mattingly. You're getting a little personal out here, John. Good.
It was last year with Soto, the same thing we had to deal with. He's not doing his dance in the box. He looks better in the Yankee uniform. Can the Yankees just give it up? Can the fans give it up? Trust
no.
Can they?
You can.
Why not?
Because
why does everything got to be about them? I don't understand.
Because everybody's different,
Yankee
man.
I hear Yankee fans talk about, oh, we had 94 wins, so we only got
John, and thank you for the call. We appreciate checking in.
Jeez,
do think you got to give it up.
Yeah.
Here's why it's about the Yankees today. This is New York. This is not Toronto. So we're tying what's going on in the sports world, the World Series, into New York. Like, do I got to spell it out for you? And the Yankees lost to the Blue Jays in their division. They had the same amount of wins. They're the ones who lost to them in the divisional round. That's why we're talking about. That's why it's about the Yankees and Mattingly's a storyline here in New York. It is. Yep. Otherwise, who cares about the stupid World Series?
Yeah. And as for Mattingly, now I know this is obviously subjective, but if you're of the age of Arlaz Calder or me, I think if you're anything above 30, like early 30s, you could make the case that Don Mattingly's the most revered New York athlete of my lifetime, even without the championship. I know Messier's different coming here with the guarantee, but he wasn't a lifelong Ranger. And so I put him in a different category. Patrick got knocked around, maybe a little bit unfairly, but he got hit in the court of public opinion. Doc and Darryl were awesome, but they jumped around, had issues, wound up going to the Yankees with a championship. I mean, Jalen Brunson maybe is getting there. Judge is maybe on the same. I feel like Mattingly, Lawrence Taylor was amazing, but I just think Mattingly's got a very unique, the most unique connection to New York sports fans than anybody in my lifetime.
John, being that you're a Met fan, right? Maybe the comp, and I'm not saying that this player is the exact same as Mattingly was in the 80s, but imagine if David Wright came back into baseball and was coaching wherever else, mm-hmm. Toronto, and was going to win a World Series. You wouldn't, as a Met fan, feel good for the guy who gave everything he had to you and was the leader and captain, got his career cut short because of back trouble, could have been a Hall of Famer if not. Like, there are, again, I'm not saying Wright was at the level of Mattingly because I don't believe that he was.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some similarities there that there's a love affair with a player. In this case, I'm using Wright as an example, that if he were to go somewhere else, you'd like to see him have some success. Even if it is with a team that you hate, that knock you out, it would feel nice to see Mattingly eventually finally get that World Series.
No question. You see, listen, there's certain athletes that we watch and we are in awe, like Aaron Judge, right? And Lawrence Taylor and some of the other icons of the city. Then there's certain athletes that we watch, we're in awe, and they are just incredibly high-character people, and that's where Lawrence Taylor is no longer on the list, and Aaron Judge remains, and a few others. I think the uniqueness of Mattingly and David Wright, and I'm with you, inserting him. I love David Wright.
Yeah,
I'm a massive fan of David Wright. I love him. All-time favorite Met, really, outside of Darryl and Doc. That's how much I respect number five. But I think there's something to be said when an athlete breaks down, like Mattingly and David Wright did, and they still try to will themselves. And the fans feel that, because at the end of the day, while Donnie's trying to get back for his family and for his team, and David Wright was trying to get back for his family and his legacy and his team, we almost feel in some weird way that they're trying to will their way back for us. And so it's a next level emotional connection that is almost impossible to replicate, even if you're better than Mattingly and Wright. And there are athletes who have been better than Mattingly and Wright.
And think about it this way. In about 10 years from now, maybe Yankee fans will be rooting for Aaron Judge to get his first World Series ring as the Mets hitting coach, let's say. He and Soto could team up again. Soto will still be here in 10 years. I don't know how many World Series rings he'll have by then, but maybe Judge will go to the Mets hitting coach. It could be Judge and Soto. Wouldn't that be a great story?
It would be, but I think a better story would be maybe we put Aaron, if Aaron Judge wants to go to Queens for some reason, then Aaron Judge maybe could coach first base, since you guys, like a bunch of dopes, are apparently getting rid of the best first base in baseball, coach in baseball. So if Aaron Judge went to first base to sabotage the Mets' future, that would be a good story.
Come on, you wouldn't root for Judge to get that first ring?
As a Met?
What's up, Blue Jay, Met? What's the difference?
You know the difference.
BT and Sal, the Fan, 888-808-1019 is the number to call.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.